Yeah. You back in the building?
Yes, we are here. I heard the show was good last week. Shout out to people who hit me up and said, great show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who said that? Coco?
Huh?
Who said that?
A shout out to Coco, who listens.
Oh, shout out to Coco.
Coco texted me and said, great show. Shanson said it was a good one.
Yeah.
The regulars.
Shout out to them.
We appreciate you guys' feedback.
For sure.
Every single time you tell us that you're still listening. Because sometimes we don't know if you guys are still there or not. we have a lot to talk about. A lot has happened. I'm watching my DoorDash notification so I can take a little break and get the food after they jip me. And it's like, hey, you're going to get half off. And I was like, oh my God, you want to order DoorDash half off? And then fine print up to $10. I was like, look at them, shady as hell. Yeah. I mean, I still ordered. It worked. But it's the point.
It is the point.
And I was telling my homegirls, I was like, oh yeah, girl, they real shady.
Yeah, man. Good week.
Yeah, but we're here. So we got some good stuff for you guys today. Play the song.
For sure. Am I really hard to please? Perhaps I have such special needs. Yeah, I got the air horn today. Don't worry about it. Pussies. Call the first one savage, mow my mood. That's what it was. 2016, we was running around, beat niggas up in the club.
Y'all can't see me, but I'm twerking right now.
I know she around for the money, but act like she loyal, I don't feel the love. 21. I'm so rich, get bored, might wake up, buy me a car just cuz. Her titties is hard, cause she spent the five. My bitch titties cost me a dub. 21. All my bitches got BBLs, all my bitches got buzz. Straight up. I ain't with the rap, beef, Draco, pedophile, all my arts get touched. Straight up. We never ran off on no bar, but we still be hopping out cuz. Straight up. Running, 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 running. I leave by my cars. Running, 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 running. All my ops be running, 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 running. Wipe this nose, it was running, 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 running. Savage never did no. That closet for your wife, 21. That hookah for your wife, pussy. I'm slaughter gang, pussy, you know I brought my knife, 21. He was talking gangster, 21. We caught him at a light, pussy. I let my young nigga do it, it was free, he wanted a strike. Having my way with the cheese, I'm in the deal with the
demon. I'm still twerking, by the way. I said I'm still twerking, people. I love the 21 Savage album. I love Savage Mode 2.
Yeah.
It is better than Savage Mode 1.
Wow, really?
Yeah. I'm still debating if it's better than the I am. But it's pretty up there for me. Because the Morgan Freeman collaboration is a flex. Because, especially him on Snitches, I got educated.
Yeah.
And then him.
Oh
my gosh.
Don't you start hating today.
I'm not hating. I was listening to that song.
Don't you start hating today.
It's so annoying.
Look. They gave a bitch two options, stripping or lose. You dance in the club right across from my school. I said dance, nah, fuck, don't get it confused. Had to set the record straight cause bitches love to assume. Mama couldn't give it to me, had to get it in sous. Lord only knows how I got it in sous. I was covered in dollars, now I'm dripping in jewels. A bitch played with my money, might as well spit in my food. Bitches hating my guts, now they swear we was cool.
Went from listen.
This is Terrell's favorite song, y'all.
Yeah, that's a fact.
He plays this song out
every day. That's a fact.
Fake is the boobs. Get money, go hard. Motherfucking right. Never been a fraud in my motherfucking life. Get money, go hard.
That's gonna be my next caption.
Fucking right. Stunned on these bitches.
That's gonna be my next caption.
What's that?
Never been a fraud in my mother effing life.
Facts. Let's go. Give me an air horn on that one.
Telling my story. I don't hang with these bitches because these bitches be corny. And I got enough bras. Y'all ain't gotta support me. I went from rag to riches. Went from wig to lit, nigga. Only person in my fam to see six figures. The pressure on your shoulders feel like boulders. Where you gotta make sure that everybody straight. Bitches stab you in your back while they smiling in your face. Talking crazy on your name, trying not to catch a case. I waited my whole life to shit on niggas.
Climb
to the top floor so I could spit on niggas. And I was just trying to chill and make bang. Tell all these old bitches they in danger.
That wasn't me on the air horn, that was a song.
That's what I call a fucking waste trainer.
I'm still twerking.
Who gon' run up on who and do what? I think y'all got your story screwed up. I came here to bar, is you nuts? I don't want your punk ass man, I'm too tough. I'm the one that's killing shit.
All right, I can turn it down because this is my joint. You know how I get hyped.
That's his favorite song, y'all. Like I said, we all know that Terrell gets two songs on his week every single week, y'all. Every time it's his week, he gets two.
I don't understand the hate, man.
It's not hate. It's just, how do you get two songs? Like, you do this every single time, bro. Like,
I gotta double up sometimes.
And my thing is that you double up every time.
Well, really, I had just, four ready for the back.
Oh my God, that's annoying. And that's my thing, because you're always like, what song should I play? And I picked the one, go with this one tonight, but you still find a way to get the other one off. Like, I guess. But anyway, so we are here, and it is another episode of Battle of the Barnes, and we are out round 133.
Yeah.
Round 133. Like I said, I am waiting on my DoorDash to be delivered.
Yeah. Yeah, DoorDash is on the way.
DoorDash is on the way. It says I have 11 minutes. So, yes, I am hungry. I cooked every day last week.
You did. Yeah. Had some great meals, too. Shout out to you.
I cooked every day last week, and I'm worn out.
Shout out to you.
I'm going to continue that this week. Besides tonight, DoorDash Shawty is who we are. Okay. So, clearly. But I'm going to make sure, you know, you have you a good hot meal.
Mm-hmm. You know what? That, you know, I think that brings up a pretty good topic. And we were talking about this, and it talks about, we were having this conversation the other day. And it was probably a couple weeks ago. We were talking about cooking meals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we were talking about setting expectations. And then the lack of communication that came into it that really sparked an argument, and niggas was mad. And it was just really because I didn't effectively communicate what I needed at that very moment.
Oh, yeah, this is good.
So
That's good.
It was a Tuesday, and of course, Takara does Girl Talk Tuesday on Tuesday with Margo. Shout out to Girl Talk.
Go follow us, Girl Talk always.
And so I had just come home. It had been a long day. You know, I felt like I had been expressing that to Takara, that I had been dealing with some BS that day.
Yeah, and I listened.
And no, you did listen for sure. And so it was probably about 8 o'clock. I had went to the grocery store and I came back. So I think they may have had like a shorter episode that day, or a shorter talk. So as I was walking in the house, Takara was coming in the house as well, because, you know, you normally do it outside.
Right.
And so my expectations was that she would help cook. You see what I'm saying? Because she had finished up. Even though most days when you have Girl Talk, I'll do the cooking, because I understand, you know, y'all usually need it
pretty
like
much
8:30,
every time.
9 o'clock. Yeah.
Every
but I just felt like at that time, because I felt like, all right, cool, I would do the salmon, because what we were having was salmon and some sides, and that you would take care of the sides, because make it a team effort. Right. You see what I'm saying? And that was not what happened. And
needless to say, we had a little short, disagreement.
And yeah, so we had a disagreement.
Little barns talk.
Yeah, and then you were trying to say you was mad at me, because you was talking about like how I was getting an attitude with you.
Yeah.
But why would you be upset with me in that situation?
Because I think it's like, well, what you just said, like, you didn't communicate what you needed. I said that was the difference between me and you. Like, I understand you had a rough day. We talked it out. But I didn't know it was a situation where you wanted me to cook that night, which would have been fine. But it's just a situation you could have been communicated with me. Hey, instead of having the attitude like you did.
Yeah.
If it's me, I tell you, hey, I had a rough day. Can you handle this for me tonight?
But I wasn't even asking you just to cook. I just felt like at that very moment, like, and that's where it comes in, talking and just having a conversation. I felt like right then you should have just pitched in and been like, hey, let me go ahead and get these sides.
You know what I hear?
Because you do the sides all the time.
Yeah.
So what was the difference that day?
But I don't do the sides on Tuesdays.
That's true.
And the thing about it is, though, I heard, for me, you're saying that I hear a bunch of mind reading.
Yeah. That day.
Exactly. Because that day you always cook on Tuesdays. Hell, I done got done with early Girl Talk. I was thinking, ooh, I got my little reflection time. I got a little break tonight. Let me
see.
Rest.
That's not how I was thinking. I was like, look at this nigga doing her damn headphones on. I was mad as hell, too. I ain't gonna lie.
And that's fine. But if you would have effectively communicated me, hey, can you take care of these sides since you got done early tonight? I had a rough day. I would love to have your help. I would have been like, oh, sure.
Yeah.
Let me help you with that you had a rough day and fix this macaroni and cheese for you.
Yeah.
I would have definitely did that. Instead, you had the attitude.
Yeah, I came in. I'm busting the room, pissed off.
And your needs were not met.
At all.
And you came in. Can I talk to you?
Yeah. Can we have this quick conversation?
Can I talk to you? I feel like.
Yeah. Well, we actually didn't have it that night. It was something that we had addressed again, maybe a week later.
Yeah, you probably had. No, it was close, because it was an attitude. It was an attitude that I think sleep was not going to be, sleep was going to be missed type of situation.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. So that was a conversation we had to have. And I was just like, I just felt like you asked me to read your mind. And yeah. That's not what I do. I communicate with you very effectively when I need you to do something when I've had a long day.
Okay.
So I just asked for the same thing.
Yeah, I was just giving
that. Really good. That was a good one. That was a great point. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I remember that one.
It was really good.
But how was your week?
My week was fantastic. I went to a party Saturday.
You went straight to it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
You danced the night away, didn't you?
I had a great time. Yeah. So Shayla, shout out to my homegirl Shayla. Shayla had a birthday party Saturday. Her birthday is actually today. This episode's pretty recorded.
Happy birthday, Shayla.
October 20th. Happy birthday, Shayla. So I told myself, you know, I was going to be a little girls tonight. I'm going with the girls. Okay. Like I wanted to be out, you know, just at the party. I wanted just to enjoy myself, just free, you know, man free. It was the best party I have ever been to.
It was. Yeah, it was pretty dope.
Yeah. Terrell ended up coming later.
Is that your phone?
No. Okay. Terrell had ended up coming later, which was right on time, which is great. So the party was open bar. I had a lot of drinks, you know, they had top shelf liquor, everything that you name it. They had Patron, they had Belvedere, they had Grey Goose, they had Hennessy, they had Remy Martin, they had everything.
Hey, I got on my bougie tip too. When she was like, I was like, let me get some tequila. Cause you know, I had already been drinking tequila earlier that night. So I was like, let me get some tequila. She was like, I got that Jose. I was like,
it was on somebody else's expense. Huh?
Give me that Patron over there, girl. Give me that Patron over there.
See how niggas do. And I was acting. No, I was so embarrassed. Oh, also too, at this party, baby, they had a hookah lounge. Little hookah section.
Yeah.
They had. Oh, the food was fire. They had appetizers and they had a little food switch.
I missed all that. So no, Carl was messaging me. Yeah, I didn't. But I had already ate. That's what I was telling.
He was wilding.
But Takara's messaging me like, we just had a food switch in here. But I was like, I ain't never heard of a food switch.
Maybe we had appetizers. The appetizer was first. We had the queso over here. I don't know what the other appetizer was. Next thing
so there was queso too.
It was queso. It was a whole food switch. They had the appetizer. It was a lot of appetizers too. Next thing I know, I saw some queso. Then, you know, baby come around the corner. She got a whole plate of cabbage and jerk chicken and curry. I was like, hold on. Let me
I kept
go
seeing niggas going back
about.
To the, you know, going back to the kitchen and stuff like that.
Yeah, I had three plates.
Yeah.
And it was fire. Let me tell you something. Because the first time I went, I didn't see the little jerk sauce on the side.
Yeah.
So the second time I went back, second and third time I went back and I had the jerk. And I was like, let me try this jerk sauce. So I put the jerk all over it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, who catered this? I need every single vendor that was involved in this party.
Facts.
Oh, it was nice. The balloons, the cookies, they had some cookies that was so fresh and tender. They wasn't hard or nothing. They just like melted in your mouth. You know them cookies you get from Walmart, from Kroger, the little soft cookies.
Yeah.
Oh, it was better than that. It was A1. Yeah. It was Jamaican themed. So I came in Jamaican themed out. I was probably
the only person
who did. food is here.
It's here?
Yeah.
Oh. And that was a punch. That's a little punch, wasn't it?
What you mean?
Punchy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We ate, guys. We're back. Back to the party. Yeah. I was like, every event that you guys have, I need to be invited to. Needless to say, I'm going to be invited to the mama's 50th birthday next year.
Yeah.
I need to be
with
that.
See, this is the thing. Because I ain't really showed my ass. I don't know if they really want to invite us like that. Because you showed your ass enough for the both of us.
For sure.
But I ain't show my ass.
For sure. Because, baby, I was in there. Like, she said people was talking about me. Not like in a bad way. It was like, I love her. The girl in the yellow. Like, she was lit.
You was that person in there?
I mean, yeah. I was in there back at the bar. Just at the bar, taking a shot.
Yeah. I was like, who are these people in your videos?
They said edibles was available.
Yeah.
I took two.
Yeah.
You know.
I said, oh, niggas
is
lit today.
I was in there. You know what I'm saying? It was a plug. It was a good little time. I had a nice little time. You know? Like you said, I was taking pictures with folks. Because she was just like, my cousin said he loved you. And I was like, what he loved? Like, she's like, girl, the glasses. I sent her a picture. I said, oh, him? I took a picture with him. We was taking pictures together, taking selfies.
Oh, so you were selfies up in there now, huh? Yeah, keep talking.
He was gay, babe.
Uh-huh. Shout out to him. I asked you were selfied up.
I was selfied up.
Yeah, me. See, now I'm about to go off. I got to flip out. See, and they be thinking I be the problem.
Gosh. Anywho, the 21 Savage album was amazing since we did play the Run In.
We did.
I love the album.
Yeah.
My favorite song is Run In. My favorite one's probably No Op Left Behind.
Yeah, I know you said that.
Screaming No Op Left Behind.
Yeah, I remember the first day it came out, you was talking about you really wanted to spin the block.
Oh, I did.
Like when you listen to that.
But you know, everybody likes that song with him and Drake. It's cool. I like the song, but I don't like 21 Savage like that. Like, I'm fine anytime you want. I don't like it. I don't like that 21 Savage. I like, you know, what do you say?
That sound like a record.
Yellow Tape, White Chalk.
That sound like a record that maybe like him, like
Radio.
Drake and Metro may have been working on it, and then like 21 got on it.
Radio. It's something for the girls. Which, you know, you got
to
do that anyway.
You do have to have one of them.
You got
to
have that. Yeah, you got to have that for the girl. For the girl.
Really good project, man. You know, for me, 21 had missed on a project in a long time.
Oh, facts.
Even I like the one with him and Offset. Of course, the Issa album is fire. The last album was fire. So
he's one of my, he's like probably one of my top five rappers. People probably tell me if I'm nuts for saying that, but I really, really, really like him.
Like, you mean like right now or all the time?
Just period.
Why?
Okay. I really, really like him. Like, I like him like that. He's like one of my favorites. Like, he's like one of the people that anytime he comes out with an album, I'm getting it. I'm listening to it the day it comes out. Like, I'm not missing it. Or if it's anytime like 21 Savage is on, okay, play. Or I'll be like, you know, play some 21 Savage.
Yeah. You know, it was like that for me now. I ain't going to say he's in my top five or nothing like that, but Moneybagg Yo. I was just talking to somebody earlier today, and I was just saying, for me, these last couple of albums, he's really had missed. The Time Served album that he put out at the first of the year, I think, is an absolute classic, and I think it's the album of the year, personally.
I haven't listened to it. I listened to some of the stuff on there.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, you know, let's talk about, you know, we talking about parties. You know, he had his little party, which he showed his ass.
Yeah.
You know, then Lil Baby had his little party for Jada, which was pretty lit.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was open bar.
They probably all are open bar, babe.
I wonder how that works. What's the name's party was legit.
Who?
Tyna, the one she had for your boy, the one she had for G Harbo. I loved his party.
Yeah.
His party was like playa stuff, though. Like, I love how she did that. Like, he was like, man, I couldn't dress if it wasn't for her. Like, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't like an upscale dude.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She had him in a suit. You know what I'm saying? Had him with some, you know, some designer sneakers on. Like, he was in there. Like, she had it all planned out. You know, bought him a car. Like, it was dope. It was nice. I liked them together.
Yeah.
Hope they get married. Focus. That's what you want?
No.
A Ford Focus. You know, one of my goals is I would like to buy you a Maybach one day.
Okay. Thank you.
You know, big body Benz.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, I thought it was amazing, like, you know, seeing all those, you know, the ladies buying Lambo trucks.
Yeah, they've been buying Maybachs and Jeeps.
And Jeeps and all that stuff, man. Shout out to them, man. I know
Cardi's party was nice, too. Just, they put on, the Libras have put on.
Oh, is that what the sign is?
Yeah, the Libras have showed out.
Okay.
The Libras have put on for the city.
Okay.
They did. The Virgos set the tone, though. I'm saying that the Virgos set the tone.
But why you say that?
You know, we set the tone. The Virgos showed out. My little group, not the celebrity wise. I didn't remember. Yeah, so it was a few Virgos that showed out a little bit, but no.
So I remember one time we was having a conversation with somebody and they were talking about Beyonce. Shout out to Beyonce. And they was like, because she's a Virgo, right?
She's a Virgo.
She was like, she's a Virgo. She's just so loyal. I was like, how in the fuck would you know if Beyonce's loyal or not?
She stayed with her husband who cheated. That ain't loyalty? Mm.
Speaking of that.
When the whole world knew?
Speaking of that.
Speaking of it.
Let me play that Cardi again. Hold on.
Oh, my God.
They gave a B two options. Stripping to lose.
So we are going to get on that. Because everybody came at me after that came out. Was hit me. And people who listened to the show was like, Terrell said she was going to take him back. And then you said. And then everybody came. Everybody
I wish I had the clip
that.
So we can play it.
Everybody came at me with that.
And you know, so like, of course, Cardi being Offset, they are, you know, they shook back. And, you know, Cardi had Offset out there at the party. Takara said she was just out there. He was just out there for decorations. I tried to explain to her, like, why would you possibly have somebody at your party that you don't want to be with at all? And then she comes out and does an Instagram live where she's saying, hey, this is the person I want to be with. And the only thing I can say is I respect it.
I respect it too, but I always say, and I've always been consistent when I say this, I never come for the woman who takes her husband back.
See,
or takes her man back. I always say that.
I thought this one was a pretty good situation. It was a different kind of situation.
What did she say? Because I didn't even watch the live on why she.
Well, basically, she was just saying, like, this is her best friend. This is who she enjoys to spend her time with. And once again, you got to respect that.
I respect
that. And you can't use people can't use the fact that, oh, well, he got money. Is because she's sticking around. Well, no, she got her own money too.
Period.
So clearly she's making that decision not thinking anything financial at all.
But you know what I hate? I hate the single women because that's usually who it is.
Yeah.
In the comments.
Shout out to y'all.
In the comments. I would take him back. You said he's the fool. You did all that. I would take him back. He did it. Like, shut up, girl.
Yeah.
What you gonna, y'all, I'm telling you, you don't know what you're gonna do when your husband do it.
What did he do though?
Well, what he did cheated, he do? He cheated one time.
I'm talking about now though. What did he do?
I mean, apparently he didn't do really anything, did he? I think she was just fed up, pissed off. I guess she just wanted to throw a little divorce at him to scare him a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah.
And filed the paperwork. You know you gotta have money if you just go ahead and file the paperwork. Because they ain't cheap. Let me just file this paperwork real quick and let you know.
Yeah, that's good, 200.
Yeah, more than that.
Nah, it ain't more than that.
You already looked it up?
Nah, I went through with one of my partners. I know what it is.
Really?
Yeah. Shout out to him. What are you talking about? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
They went through a divorce?
Yes. What are you talking about?
I didn't know you had divorced friends.
Okay, sure you didn't. What are you talking about? Are you serious?
I'm trying to think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do. You got a couple. Yeah. I'm tripping.
Like, what?
You got a couple of them. You got a couple failed ones over there. My fault.
Hey, and they listen, too. Shout out to them.
Shout out to them.
I'm like, what?
You got a couple failed ones over there. My fault. My bad. My bad. We can't relate over here. My fault. You know. But anyway, so let's see. We got some. What else do we have on the docket for you? Like I said, I'm not going. If any woman takes her man back, I'm totally with it.
So can you at least tell me that I was right?
You were right.
I appreciate that.
Period.
So we got a he right on the show, y'all.
Yeah. So, but for real, like I said, of course, you know, this was the topic of discussion all weekend. And so me and Carr went to the mall on Friday and niggas was in there talking. Why you be looking like we didn't go to the mall?
Right? No, I'm trying to think what you're talking about.
Yeah, remember you was changing clothes or whatever?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And this lady, she was agreeing with me. And, you know, there was another girl who was in there, who was in the store. I'm sitting there waiting on the car. She wasn't really giving us the rhythm that we had. Like, she was looking at us like we was crazy. And clearly, she may have been a single one out of the two.
Probably.
And, you know, the young lady was just saying, like, if she want to take her husband back, just kind of like what you said, who the fuck's, it ain't my problem that she want to take him back. I ain't got to be with him. I don't care. Why is everybody so upset about it? I don't understand that.
I guess it's just like that when it's out in the open. Like, you know what I'm saying? When your relationship is so public, like when you get public that. Embarrassment, that's all I can think of.
I do understand that. You know, when you put your life out there in the public and then you expect people not to critique it, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Like, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
But I really feel like, I don't know, it could be different when you do get to that type of level when so many people coming at you consistently, like, I truthfully really feel, I don't know, because there's some different type of breeds out here when it comes to the internet.
Wow.
I really feel like God has really built me for that, to deal with niggas like that.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really don't feel like that stuff is going to affect me.
That's awesome. Like, I don't pay attention enough to know, so.
I mean, I don't see how you could not. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, why don't they just turn the comments off? But then I feel like you turn the comments off, it's kind of like... Then again, if you were taking your piece, you're taking your piece. Who cares? Like, turn your comments off.
I don't even look at my comments. I don't know.
I don't know. I just feel like with me, what I've been through, and I was thinking about this earlier, because I was like, then people really be depressed, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like K. Michelle was posting the other day. She's depressed. Like,
yeah, I saw that.
The internet and stuff like that. And then people still coming for you when you say you're depressed. They still got something to say. Well, you did it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. Yeah. But it's just like, you can't please the world. I think for me personally, like, what I've went through as far as infertility situation, I don't think there's anything anybody can say to me that's going to hurt my feelings of what I've put myself through when it came to that. You know?
Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, like you said, social media is a drug, man. So, hey.
Social media is the hottest drug out. And facts. People are ODing.
Facts. That's facts.
Yeah. Y'all are ODing off that. Let's see. So, we had some really good stuff. Speaking of social media, Ryan Henry. Who is Ryan Henry exactly?
I'm not 100% sure.
Who is this guy?
Oh, hold on. All right, hold on. Whoa. This is like right now.
What?
Did Tory Lanez is... Oh, shit. We may have to pause and listen
what
to
happened?
This. What happened? Tory Lanez is... bodyguard said something.
Oh, let's play it on the show.
Yeah, hold
let's
on.
Let's see. Let's hold go ahead on. And play it live.
It. Let me find it.
We're reporting live from.
All right, you keep talking. Let me see.
We're reporting live from Battle of the Barnes right now. We just got an update. Says that we've just got a story that we're waiting on.
Yeah.
And you know, we're just waiting on the story here. Keeping you guys a little entertained. Why my partner over here, Terrell, pulls it up. Yeah. So hopefully we have a good update.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it right now.
So I need for you to come and say, I just got word. Yeah.
Okay. So Megan Thee Stallion's bodyguard, Tory Lanez's bodyguard, explains how Megan Thee Stallion was shot in a leaked recording. Oh, where's the recording at? Hold on.
Let's find it.
I got it. Oh, it's
why,
not playing.
Why is it why not is it playing? Not playing why is it not playing? Is your stuff not What's on? I'm confused. Why are you not prepared for this?
How the hell was I supposed to know that this was going down?
You might as well turn in your damn whistle.
Oh, man. All right, hold on. All right, click that.
It's already hit. Oh.
There you go.
Do it. Phone got unpaired. We're reporting live, guys. Just give us a second.
All right, here we go. I got it.
Here we go.
So let's see what he says. All right, hold on. It's kind of... All right, hold on.
At the pool, everybody was in the car. Then Tori walked in. They all drunk already, mind you. I'm outside. My weapon is in the car. Tori and Meg get the arguing. Kylie's outside at the pool still. Tori and the girl in the car start arguing. Meg walk out because she find out such and such. Tori been messing with both of the women in the car. You know how that go already. Tori got in trouble. Meg hops out the car. Tori and the girl fighting over the gun. Excuse me. Tori and the girl fighting over the gun. The gun accidentally goes off.
Oh, shit.
How does the gun...
Hold on.
The gun accidentally goes off in the midst of them fighting for it. And the girl shoots. And... the bullet accidentally gets near Megan. That's why it didn't hit no tendon, because it grazed her.
Oh, snap.
Well, my thing is this. I'm confused. If she got out of the car, how does the gun accidentally go off? So did it go near Megan, then hit Megan's foot?
That's what he just said. It sounded like they were wrestling for the gun, and it ricocheted off and hit her in the foot.
Interesting.
That, I don't know. I don't know what happened. Once again, I don't know what happened.
I'm believing Meg.
This is another person that was inside of the car.
I'm believing Tina Snow. That was her previous rap name.
I don't know. I'm just saying the bodyguard just came out.
How do you feel about these niggas?
Hold on. No, the bodyguard just came out and said niggas was wrestling for the gun. This is a third person.
Tori's bodyguard.
Yeah.
Tori's bodyguard said that.
Yeah. But ain't nobody else said nothing else.
Okay.
I don't know. Listen. There got to be a ring light. Well, not a ring light, but a ring camera somewhere around there that saw this, bro. Because I don't know what happened. She clearly got shot. But, I mean.
I'm not with it.
I don't know.
I'm with Meg.
Wow, that literally just happened.
Yeah, we're getting good at this. You didn't get at this, guys. So Ryan Henry, whoever he is,
yeah,
allegedly he not alleged it was a truth. It was the truth.
Yeah,
he had sex with his best friend's baby mama.
Yes,
/ ex. How foul is he on a scale of 1 to 10?
That nigga's foul. So I listened to her response. And
she
did have a response. And the thing that I didn't like
about, was his homie? Was his homie somebody famous?
I don't know who these people are.
I don't know who that is. I'm gonna look him up.
The thing that I didn't like about her response was, I hate when you take accountability but then don't take accountability at the same exact
time.
Me
too. Y'all gotta stop.
So essentially what she was saying was, and her response was, yes, we had a situation going on. It was an ongoing situation, but he was abusive, which I don't know if that's true or not.
Which has nothing to do with you sleeping with somebody. Oh, Black Ink. I knew that.
I don't know.
I knew that's what he was off of.
And then apparently he put out some receipts showing where she was the one that was, you know, abusive to her and stuff, abusive to him. I don't really know too much about the situation. I just kind of know the totality of it. But essentially she was just pushing blame back onto him on why she
had
did
sex
what she
with
did.
His friend.
Yeah.
When is it ever appropriate to have sex or relations with your homies? Ex?
No. That's just a slippery slope, man. Especially like they got like kids together. Like they got a kid together. They were together for 3 years. Like,
when is it okay? Cause y'all niggas be off that.
That's true. That's just a slippery slope, bro.
Why is it that y'all like, I mean, I'm not going to say that we don't do it, because we do. Yeah. Why is it that y'all are just so eager to really be awesome? You done talking to her? Like, shoot, I'm gonna talk to her then. Like, how is it that y'all are really like that eager to do that?
Women do that all the time. See, because I don't like when you make them type of statements.
Why is it? Why couldn't you just answer the question? Because I just strictly just said, I mean, I'm not saying women don't do this. I said that. Because
I didn't like the word eager that you threw in there. But you made niggas sound thirsty, bruh.
But y'all do be.
No.
Bruh, y'all niggas will message us on the slick and be like, let me know when you done talking to him so I can talk to you, bruh.
Who did that?
Niggas, y'all niggas be on a waiting list.
There ain't no fucking way that niggas is doing that.
Y'all niggas be on a waiting list.
I'm not believing that one. Niggas really.
I'm lying about y'all being on a waiting list.
Who are these guys? Who are they? No, I'm not letting you do this.
Let me tell you something. Call back them. In my day, my freshman year college, nigga, I had a waiting list.
What?
I had a waiting list.
Do you know what type of legendary sucker you gotta be to message somebody and say, when you get done talking to this nigga, I want to talk to you next?
Yeah, or even they'll be like, y'all done talking, y'all ain't, shoot, I was trying to holler at you next.
Yeah, that's legendary.
That's what they do.
That sucker shit. Like, what are we doing here? What are we doing? What are we doing? Like, for real.
Y'all be on the waiting list.
Well, never mind. I was about to say women do the same shit, but hey.
I just don't see why you still couldn't answer the same
stuff. I did. I said it's legendary sucker stuff.
No.
What do you want me to say?
No. What about as far as, so like, what really, y'all just don't care, or y'all just like really, what is it about? Is it about you really liked the girl and you just didn't care about the previous? You really want the cooch? Which one is it?
What do you mean?
I'm just saying what makes y'all eager, the words.
I don't like the word eager. I don't know if niggas is just be eager out here. From what she, hold on. From what she explained was this was a nigga that was kind of consoling. And see, this is the most dangerous type of nigga. You know what I'm saying? The nigga that's consoling during the breakup.
The comfort.
First off, my first issue with it, nigga, why are y'all having conversations? When I was done with her, nigga, you done with her. Facts.
Oh, so y'all be on that too.
Yeah. Why?
So your homeboy can't talk. So y'all can't talk. Y'all be on some. Y'all be on what we be on. Why? Don't talk to her.
Why? What did my best friend have to talk to my old relationship?
For the kids.
Stop it.
Maybe he's the mediator. Maybe he was the person who can only talk through the hoops.
No. Stop it. See, and that's talking
about. That's
even
more foul. I didn't know that was the situation.
What?
That he was like really consoling.
That's what she said. She said over the months they were kind of having conversations. She was helping her. He was helping her through it. All that wild shit. Clearly,
that sounds like some.
Clearly,
he knew what he was doing.
Yeah,
let me not judge.
But who's more foul? His baby mama or his homeboy?
The homeboy.
Why?
The homeboy.
Why?
Because he's the homeboy.
But that's my baby mama.
That's the homeboy.
But that's my baby mama.
Like you said, why is your homeboy consoling the baby mama though when you done with her?
Why is my baby mama reaching out to this nigga too?
Because clearly she done with you.
No. See, and I'm glad that you said that.
And the next nigga got bread because he owned.
I'm glad that you said that. Because her words was that she did it out of spite.
Exactly.
So who's more foul?
Women are emotional.
Who's more foul?
The dude, because he allowed her to, you know, tempt him, whatever.
So you always,
I'm sticking with women on this one.
So you always say that, you know, the women are a man's downfall, and clearly she's doing it out of spite. So that doesn't mean that she's foul.
Woman is a man's downfall,
and she's foul for that. Okay. She's foul for that.
So he's not.
I never said that he wasn't.
I'm just asking. You're saying I'm just asking.
I'm just saying that you over here acting like he was the only person involved, and clearly.
Okay, like, I did that, y'all.
I'm sorry. If that was me,
I would be over there like Matt
Barnes, driving over to the house on the rim. You remember Matt Barnes drove over to?
I know, it's real.
Yeah, jumped the window.
Why are you like always so eager to like show it
I
out?
Don't be.
Eager is my new word for the night. That's going to be the name of the show, Eager.
I don't understand it. Like, you know, and like I said, that does happen. You know what I'm saying? I had a situation like that in high school where that happened. But what I did was I messaged the dude and was like, look, shawty's giving me rhythm. I don't know what y'all situation is, but I need to know.
Was you going for the rhythm, though?
I wasn't.
So she was just in your DMs?
She was. It's a fact.
Because you was going to the league?
I guess at that point.
Okay.
For real, the first thing I did was I reached out. I said, hey, this is the situation. Where are you at with this? Let me know so I know how to move. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't want it to be no situation where now you looking at me sideways. I'm telling you what's happening. Right?
Yeah. And I've had a homegirl go ahead and do it, then after the fact, be like, this is what's going on.
What? What you mean?
Yeah, I've had a homegirl like...
Lock her up.
I've had a homegirl like, after the fact, like, didn't say before, call, heads up, nothing, just after the fact.
I'm confused. What do you know? I'm saying how you
gave a heads up. You asked before.
Yeah.
I had a homegirl not ask. I had a homegirl just do. And then after the fact, be like, this is what's going on. Are you cool with it? I'm like, I mean, it looks like it's going on. So I guess so. I really don't care. If you don't care, I don't. But so.
Nah, I just think that when you're dealing with them type of situations, especially when you got kids involved, bro, you over there with my kids.
Yeah, this is super
I gotta
dope.
See you. I gotta come see you.
They now all of a sudden they know you. They knew you was Uncle Ryan. Now you Daddy Ryan.
You still Uncle Ryan. Uncle Ryan and Mom was in there playing the game. She was yelling, "Oh my gosh!" I was trying to figure out what was going on. I gotta come over there and shoot somebody. You put me in a situation where I have to shoot somebody.
Now you're shooting people.
I do. What more do you want me to do at that point?
I don't want you to do anything, babe. Shit.
All right.
So now he's upset, guys.
I do.
He just got a little upset over there.
Yeah, that's
I facts. Felt the emotion over. He had to grab his phone. Okay. So let's get into. So this was really, really good. I enjoyed this. We got some good stuff. I don't even know which way to go. We got three things. It's just good. We're going to start out light still. We're going to keep it light. We're going to get on Taraji.
Okay.
So Taraji, which I did not know Taraji was 50 years old.
Yeah.
I thought Taraji was 40.
No, I knew Taraji was 50.
I didn't know she hit 50. I knew she had a birthday that was like, I was like, dang, she this. But 50, I did not know. Like, yeah. Whew, that's a lot. Sis looks good.
So.
It's difficult. And I'm dedicated to the black man, y'all. I just turned 50 and...
Preach.
Wow.
You know, and I haven't said it yet, but it didn't work out. You know what I mean? And I tried. I was like, therapy. Let's do the therapy thing. But if you're both not on the same page with that, then you feel like you're taking it on yourself. And that's not a fair position for anybody to play in a relationship. My happiness is not his responsibility, and his happiness is not mine.
Mm.
We have to first learn how to make ourselves happy, mama. And a lot of times it's difficult, and I'm dedicated to the black man.
She had to be let it be known that she was dedicated to the black man. First yeah. things first.
Preach.
I hate that for Taraji.
Why?
I just do. I hate it for Taraji that it didn't work out. That's not no... other situation. I just hate that it didn't work out. So that's what.
But you know, I think that she's at a point in her life, and I think she makes a very great point that your happiness is your happiness.
Fact.
Like you have to make yourself happy, and getting in a relationship doesn't make you like that's not going to bring happiness to you.
But you know who makes that mistake? Women.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It sounds like that's a mature woman who's been through some things, and she understands that at this point, and it's fine. You know, hey, it didn't work out. Especially, you know, if you dating at 50, I'm just saying, nigga, if we ain't dating for a relationship, what we really doing out
right.
here? You
and know what I'm saying? Like, that scared a lot of people, though. A lot of women was like, bruh, I'm scared of being 50 and stuff not working out. And niggas like, nigga, I'm at 35 and I'm scared of stuff not working out. Like, that's like a woman's
that's
fear, bruh.
That's a lot to try to start over, but.
Oh, yeah. But she probably has a waiting list.
What's up with you in this waiting list today, huh?
I'm just saying.
That's the second time you done put waiting lists out here. What the hell's going on out here? Now everybody got waiting lists.
I'm just saying she probably has a waiting list. I mean, I'm just saying, like, she probably has a waiting list. Like, I don't think it would be too hard for her to find another one.
Yeah. I agree with that. But I think that it's good to understand sometimes that it doesn't work out.
Oh,
and what
facts.
People tend to do is stay with it.
Get married anyway.
Yeah. And
which is something you should never do.
Yeah. And I think it was very mature of her, and it sounds like of him as well, to just come to an agreement and say, hey, look, this isn't working out. We can still be cordial. We can still be friends and move on.
You know what I think's a beast, though? You get like my biggest respect when you do call a wedding off. you get my biggest respect for that. Like, I feel like doing the freaking, I feel like that takes more courage than you getting the divorce after the fact. Because it's niggas, excuse me, I'm trying to be done saying that word. Because it's really people who do get married knowing they shouldn't get married.
Yeah.
And think divorce is easy. Like, because, you know, everybody's big on the wedding. People ain't really so big on the divorce. You know what I'm saying? The divorce really ain't publicized like the wedding is. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you get a lot of respect for me when you call a wedding off. I think more people should do that. Like, and that's something I asked one of my close friends, what she did later on get a divorce. You know what I'm saying? She did call the wedding off. First, she called the wedding off. Then she ended up marrying the dude later on. Then did get a divorce. Mm-hmm. And that's something I asked. Like, I asked that question because she was having cold feet. And I was just like, it's work. Like, if you're unsure and you think it's not something you want to do, like, it's never, don't ever be in a rush to get married. Would you rather have all these people spend all this money? Then you have your ceremony, and then boom, 2 months later, you're getting divorced because it does happen.
Yeah.
You know, like, which one would you rather do? What's more embarrassing? You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be pissed off, nigga. I send you a gift, and then I'm over here, and then
now y'all dividing gifts later, up. No, I'm going to take the blender. You going to take the toaster.
I think that's something we should, like, normalize. Like, really, if it ain't happening, it ain't happening. Like, that, but, you know, I've met, it's like here now that I'm getting older, like I've met like a lot of women who've done that. Like, girl, I had to call it off. Like, wow.
I wonder at what stage do you like,
cause what does it take?
Cause you know, if I'm a week out, I don't know if I'm a week out, grandma coming through, you know what I'm saying? Everything's paid off. Flights is booked.
Hotels is paid for.
I'm telling you, for me at that very moment, I don't know.
You're gonna let it rock.
I'm going to go ahead and let it ride. You know what I'm saying? I'm just telling
you're
you the
disgusting.
Truth. You know what I'm saying?
You're
folks
disgusting.
On book flights, niggas is texting me like, yo, I'm here. I'm in the mix. I'm like, yeah.
You're disgusting.
And then we can work that out on the back end. But, you know, if we a month, 2 months out, all right, cool. We decide that this ain't working out. Hey, that's fine.
Did you ever get cold feet?
No.
Never?
No.
You was just ready to just get on in there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, what's the point of getting cold feet?
You ready to jump the broom.
Yeah, let's do it.
I don't know if I think, I don't, I wouldn't, I back then I would have said I got cold feet, but I didn't get cold feet. I was really just kind of scared.
Yeah.
That's really.
I'm about to say, that's different.
Yeah, for sure.
That's different. And niggas are scared all day, you know. Cold feet, nah.
Was you scared?
Know. Yeah, why not?
What was you scared of exactly?
Just standing there. Standing there. I remember Byron was like, nigga, stop, like, he was like, stop biting your lip. What the hell is wrong with you? Shit like that. Oh. Just being up like in front of a whole bunch of people like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. Kind of gives you anxiety.
But you play basketball.
Yeah, but that's different. It's a whole different situation.
A houseway.
What do you mean?
Play basketball in front of thousands of people.
Yeah, it was just different. It's just a different type of vibe. That's all.
Okay. I mean, everybody has their own testimony. Yeah. Let's see. So this was really, really good. Shout out to Tarazi, though. I just want to shout her out again. I hope that she finds what she's looking for. It's not the end for her. You know, she just got the Target products. You know what I'm saying? The hair products in Target. You know what I'm saying? Like,
did you see she gave him the shake back picture, though?
What you mean?
You didn't see Tarazi in the rain?
Oh, she. I didn't know. I didn't see that. She gave him a little.
Gave him a little shake back a couple days ago.
To get the million likes.
That's a fact. I think it was in the water. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey, I love a shake back picture, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, the shake back picture, hey, that's almost like the NBA draft picture or something like that. You know, right after you get drafted, gotta let niggas know what time it is.
Yeah.
Facts.
For sure. Let's see. So this is good. So we had a few. So this was good. So NFL players, I don't know their names. Ooh, I just know Ocho Cinco.
Yeah.
NFL players put out two things. What is this, a podcast? What is this?
I'm not sure exactly what it is.
It's really good. It's something I definitely want to tune into because they have some really good conversations. I hope they, like, I'm sure they do, though. I hope they really get involved and, like, really mentor younger guys.
And we back. So yeah, I'm gonna play this really quick. Shout out to Chad for holding it down, but you know.
You think that's hard on the man and the woman?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, well, then again, most of the season, the guys are on the road anyway, right?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they still getting sex on the road.
Who is this nigga?
Oh, my goodness. Well, oh, my goodness. Delete, delete, delete.
Yeah, y'all ain't live like I live, man. You still, they talking about they on the road, they ain't with their wife. They still getting sex if they on the road. Y'all ain't ain't got no game, Fred. If you ain't getting no sex on the road, you ain't got no game.
I'm drinking. I ain't got nothing to do with that conversation.
It's women sitting outside the hotel. All you got to do is go upstairs, come back down.
Oh, for real, that happened for real?
I went on the Monday Dolphin.
Yeah,
I played for the Jaguars, man. We was sorry. Ain't nobody waited for us.
Y'all was sorry like that. The Dolphin was terrible. But I could always sneak downstairs by that bar and find me somebody smiling.
You?
For real?
I'm cutting this.
Me? You said you?
No, don't cut it.
I ain't know it like that.
No. Me and my wife made me flowers.
Hey, you know why, Chad? You know what? Chad Johnson may have to go on the rafter. Let me tell you why.
All
right.
Because we all knew he was full of shit and he still lied.
The fact that that nigga Chad said, I didn't know it was like that, and he really made me believe that he didn't know what was going on.
He's you the only one.
Legend.
You the only one. Everybody in the comments was like, now Chad.
What you mean?
Everybody in the comments was like, Chad, now he not Chad. Come on, Chad.
What you mean? Chad said he was in his room in the playbook. I'm going to take him for his word. What you want me to do? I can't do nothing but that. Shout out to Chad.
Yeah, let's give him a round of applause.
But you know, when I was watching this the first time, you know what I thought about? It's always the nigga. See how you going to add in at the end? I mean, I wasn't with my wife at that time. I mean, I was single. So why are you talking?
Right.
Why are you talking?
You know that started hella arguments.
Bruh.
You was in niggas' house.
And it's like, bro, like, why would you even do that? Why would you put everybody else in a type of situation that's going to get them?
But, you know, everybody was commenting, like we already knew that.
Huh?
We already knew that.
Everybody clearly. But it's just the fact that he said it. Like, it's just like, you know, there's just certain things, you know, y'all on girls' trips. Niggas be wildin'. You know what I'm saying?
Hold up.
Niggas on girls trip
be
wildin'.
Hold up.
You know.
What?
I'm giving examples.
What? We have nothing to do with any of what was just said.
You know what I'm saying?
What?
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like.
No. Oh, so my. So. Wow.
What?
Y'all heard my husband over trying to snitch. I mean, y'all be on girls, y'all be wildin'. Like, what? What proof do you have of anything that goes on in the girls'
trip?
And
that's what I was saying. What proof did he have before he start running his mouth?
How he was there.
Running his damn mouth.
Exactly. You were talking about girls' trip. Well, I don't know what happened? So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's just you make it like I'm over here snitching.
How did I ever do that?
Talking about, y'all know y'all go on girls' trips and y'all be wildin'.
See, now you incriminating yourself because I wasn't even taking it there.
I'm not incriminating anything.
I wasn't even taking it there.
You was doing the same thing dude was doing. Y'all be wildin' on girls' trips. Like,
I wasn't even taking it there. That's the crazy part. What I was about to say, nigga, you know.
Like, what do you know?
Huh?
I'm over here like, what do you know?
No, I'm trying to figure out what you know now.
Nothing. And that's the thing. Like, we don't even be doing nothing on girls' trips. Nigga, we be, if you only knew what girls' trips consist of, we get drunk and talking about
it. See, that's what I be talking about. Because you really just be trying my intelligence. Because I've seen a video, not anybody that you know. It was on social media. Let me clarify that first. Where this lady was over here twerking on this dude. I think I may have even sent it to you. And then she was like, put the phone down. Put the phone down. Yeah, and then like attack the nigga who was recording. And they was damn near fucking on the dance floor.
Period.
And that was clearly a girl's trip.
Right. Okay. Well, I see what you're talking about social media. But anyway, so like back to what we was talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he definitely started some mess.
Yeah.
People was cussed out after that.
It's like lock him up.
They didn't know already. So do you think that after that, do you think they was just like, bro, you wildin' for that, bro?
I gotta delete his number. I don't know what he's gonna do. He the type nigga that may get two drinks in him and then just start just flying off the phone. You know what I'm saying?
But you know what's hard for me to believe? You know, I mean, it's just hard for me to it's not hard for me to believe.
What?
Because I know that it's real, but I just can't fathom. Like, I legit just don't see myself really going into a lobby where I know football players are at and sitting down there waiting for them to come downstairs.
Bro. Niggas do it every
or
day.
Or scheming to find out niggas' room number so I can knock on the door. Like, I just can't
niggas
fathom
niggas do
that.
It every day, B.
I know. I'm listening to what he every just day. Said. He said there's something in the lobby smiling. Like, and they're there for that. They found out that they're there. Like, and think about it. It's probably like that in college, too.
I'm sure.
That's sad.
We ain't had them type of situations. When we went down to the lobby, it was just to go get supper. right, for a little bit in the machine. Yeah, that's a fact. But
yeah,
I mean,
have you ever seen? You don't have to say it on here. Have you ever just seen something just wild when it comes to like some stuff women be doing?
I told you that time when this is a couple weeks ago. Remember, you just played a couple days ago when we was at Live that night. Like niggas was literally like lined up across, like, so there was like a rope or whatever, you know, like one of them black things.
Yeah,
and there was like women like not facing the stage at all. Just trying to be chose. It was like 3-4 in the pack. It's craziness. Ain't never seen no shit like that before.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, you say you seen the same thing in Vegas. What are you talking about?
I was about to say, I sure did. I ain't gonna lie. I went up when that.
Yeah.
When I ain't gonna lie. I went up there one time, was just like, hey, I'm trying to get up here. And they was just like, cool. But I had to do no extra shit.
Yeah, what the hell was you? Yeah, yeah. You know what? This is a good episode. What the hell you got going on?
It is a good episode.
But no, I mean, I've seen that.
But I ain't never, like, girls be turning in their phones and stuff. I would never do no shit like that.
Yeah.
I'm not giving no nigga my phone. They say, I ain't gonna say no names, but I mean, I don't care to say his name, but they said one rapper make you turn in your ID and your phone. I'm not giving no hood nigga my license.
You gonna get a license to the scammer?
Exactly.
That's a fact.
Niggas best friend have your social security number, everything else.
That nigga have a Tahoe in your name next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do not have time.
Yeah.
I do not have time.
But that's, yeah, no. Nah, I mean, but the thing is, like I said before on here, like, niggas do it every day. Niggas do it every single
that's
day.
That's wild to me. I just don't see myself really giving my phone number, giving my what's the name.
Your phone up?
I just don't see myself giving my phone to a security guard and being like, here you go, let me go over there.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Hey, shit exclusive.
That money something else. Like, that money something else. Like, these girls will do anything for a bag.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, a lot of them don't be catching the bag, though. That's the crazy part.
They probably just trying to catch to get pregnant.
Yeah, that is the bag. Shout out to them.
Yeah, you know what? Y'all, I hate it for y'all. I hate it for y'all. Like, y'all men, y'all don't stand a chance.
You gotta make
like
it.
I do. I hate it for y'all. But thing about it is, though, I don't know why I'm hating it for y'all, because y'all love it. So I don't understand why I'm really over here. I hate it for y'all because y'all love it. And y'all know y'all have that advantage. Like, yeah, I got money. She's gonna come over here and holler at me because I'm in the lead. Let me go ahead and take full of advantage. Something smiling in the lobby, just like he said. Y'all love it.
It's craziness.
Y'all love it.
Hey man, well, you know, shout out to Chad, legend. Rafters. He's an inductee.
Same guys though. So they had another conversation.
Yeah.
That was pretty good.
Uh-huh.
If you want to say that.
Yeah. So, well, you can explain it because like I said, I sent it to you. I thought that was the other clip, sorry. Do you want to play it? I'm gonna play a couple seconds of it.
Yeah, you can play a couple seconds of it.
Okay. All right. I'll play a couple seconds of it. Talking about I was snitching. He did some shit.
Yeah, this is Coach Shanahan from the Denver Broncos. We're going to select you with the next pick. And then all of a sudden it happens. Boom. And what do you see? Not just him crying.
Everybody.
Everybody. Why are they crying? So for me, man, like I know one of the biggest challenges for me and something I struggled navigating throughout the whole 13 years was how to help friends and family.
Mm. It was tough on me because I was extremely family oriented. Like I think a lot of us are. We're very family oriented. Everybody behind you, they come to your high school games, they fly into your college games, they, you know what I'm saying? They're there with you. But bro, as soon as you touch the NFL, and this is a thing that people think about, but they don't really think about. Everybody thinks as soon as you touch the league, you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
As soon as you get drafted, even 7-6 round, you're a millionaire. And it's not like that. But when I had nobody living in Miami. I didn't know I was getting drafted to the Dolphins. I was in Atlanta, my sister was in Atlanta. I get drafted to the Dolphins. As soon as I get drafted, my mom moves to Miami, my sister moved to Miami, my brother-in-law, my niece, and my nephew, because now, like you said, we made it. We made it. And that was a tough thing for me, was to look at, like, I don't just need to take care of myself. I just didn't make it. I have to think about everybody. I have to try to set everybody up. And we were talking about it off air where you were.
Yeah. I thought that was an amazing conversation right there.
Me too.
It's a conversation that needs to be had. Because it happens and niggas go broke trying to not only live a lifestyle that they can't afford, even though, you know, they're professionals, but then everybody else around them wants to live the same exact lifestyle. And then you feel like,
if not a better lifestyle.
Facts.
And like you, Trent Richardson, when niggas spent $1 million in 10 months and getting bottle service that he didn't even drink.
That he don't even drink liquor. That's craziness. But like, you know, me and you've had these type of conversations before where I could just see how niggas can go broke. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got access to vast amounts of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Millions.
In some cases.
Dude said he was making $10 million a year.
Who, that guy?
The one who brought the conversation up with the dreads.
I don't even know who that is.
He said he's making $10 million a year. And then he said this. He said that he had certain people. He said it was like his auntie, certain people, like uncle, certain people that he said that if he told them, give me a business plan together.
Yeah.
I'll pay for you a consultant to help you with your business plan, to help you get your ideas. Yeah. He said they never came to him. And he's like, I'm begging them, like, get something together, bro. Yeah. Like, I will invest in you. We good. Like, we straight. He said there's people in his family who still ain't good. Like, they're not good. You know what I'm saying? See, you know,
I think Rick Ross, the way that Rick Ross set his up, I think it's the best way that I've ever heard. So what he did was he took those brands that he was doing deals with and he put his family in charge of those businesses. So I think his sister,
too.
So I think his sister runs like the Wingstop. His mama runs the Checkers. And the thing he said was this. He was like, if I'm going to give you the opportunity to eat, right? I'm setting you up with a brand that is a proven brand. It ain't even nothing really you got to build. You just got to kind of, you know what I'm saying, maintain it at this point, right?
Yeah.
And if you don't want to do that, then don't ask me for anything.
Right. Because I grind it.
Huh?
I grind
it. But it's not even about the grind. It's like, well, I'm putting the money in your pocket.
Yeah.
I'm putting the money right there directly in your pocket.
But some people don't want to do anything, Terrell. Some people expect.
So, I understand that. But my thing is this. If I give you an opportunity to work with a Fortune 500 brand, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you go over here and manage these 10 locations, right? And you get a percentage off of whatever comes in, right? And you tell me that you don't want to do that, then moving forward, we don't have another conversation.
Right, about money.
About money. Don't ask me for $10,000. Don't ask me for nothing. Because I've given you the opportunity. I've put you in a different situation where you can't eat for yourself.
Right.
And if you don't want to take that situation, I'm not even telling you to go start anything new. I'm telling you this is a proven product.
Yeah.
And you telling me no?
I love the fact had they asked if like, when you said no and stuff, like if relationships changed and bridges got burned, because you know that you're going to have some people who's really pissed off at you because you won't give them money.
Yeah.
Which it's is craziness. Crazy to me.
It's craziness.
But like he said, dude said, you got everybody in the room crying. Like, why are these people crying?
Yeah. And you know, it is like, you know, I can understand that because you did make it, but you know, you do have people who had to take you to games and take you to practices and pay for trainings and, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, you know.
I hate that y'all have to factor all that in.
Huh?
I hate that y'all have to factor all that in.
I mean, it's a real thing. Like, and, you know.
It is.
But I think that it comes to a point where, like, you've done everything that you can for somebody to show your appreciation and gratitude for them. That you, like, I don't feel like you should have to continue to.
I agree.
To, pay them for the things they did for you, right? Especially like parents and stuff like that. I don't understand that. Like,
that's beyond me.
Huh?
That's beyond me. I think some niggas want you to pay them for stuff they supposed to do.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what do you mean, get me to school? You supposed to get me to school. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about? And I'm not saying like don't give your parents like money or nothing like that, but I'm just saying like, you know, you got them cousins. Niggas got more cousins than anything.
But you know, like, what though? My thing is this. I don't see why some people aren't happy with, like, this is for me, realistic. I think it was a situation where it was like that for me personally, like, and I don't know, maybe people might shoot me in the foot with me saying this. For me personally, say if I have a job, say if I have a really good job and I'm going to say a good number, say if I'm making $4,000 a month and say if my brother makes it, you know what I'm saying? Like, if my brother was just like, hey, I'm going to start paying you $5,000 a month just so you ain't got to work. Nigga, yeah. I would be lit. Do you hear me? That's all I need. Like, yeah. You tell me you're going to pay me and I ain't got to work and I'm not asking you for millions of dollars. I'm asking for a little bit more than what I'm making right now so I can kick it and still travel, slept, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Still be able to pay my bills, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what is it? $60,000 a year?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I would be happy with it.
Yeah.
As long as I ain't got to go clock in for niggas every single day and be told when to go there. Please.
No, but I need to make, nigga, if you got the Maybach, get me the matching Maybach. Right. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You got $80 million. You can't give me a million.
No.
What?
No. And I think that, especially when you're young in the league and stuff like that, when them younger guys, and, you know, it feels like the whole town made it.
It's crazy.
Like, you know, I mean, you know, we know.
Bruh, I've been at a trip, I've been somewhere. At a game, I was at a game, bruh, and a dude was in the NBA, and a person asked him, just in the crowd, bruh, was just like, let me get $50, I know you got it. Like, I've seen that, bruh.
That's crazy. But I think that was a really good conversation that needed to be had. So, shout out to them.
Shout out to them. Keep doing what y'all are doing. It's like the shop reminds me of that.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of, too.
Yeah, the shop. I really liked it. Let me see. Oh, we got the finale.
What's that?
So, you know, the Shade Room made a post today. Was it the Shade Room or is it the Spiritual Word?
I don't know what you're talking about.
And this conversation has came up in the last 2-3 days. You know, I hear this is what females are going through.
Oh, yeah.
apparently, and we saw proof today that we got men who's 30 plus. Grown men asking girls for money and stuff, bruh.
Yeah.
We had a girl tell us, let's try to get her on the phone.
I'm going to try to call her.
We're going to try to call her and see what's up.
So you want to kind of give a little backstory while I'm pulling that up?
Yeah, so let's see here. And I know I made for a fact that I sent this to myself because I said I'm not going to miss out on this one. Let's see here. Let me find. Did I send it to you?
I don't know. Hold on. I'm going to just go ahead and try to call her. What up? You are on the podcast. I just wanted to call you because of the conversation that we were having yesterday, and I didn't find it too funny when you commented, "See, these niggas ain't nothing." I didn't like that.
These niggas ain't nothing, duh.
So,
can we get a few minutes of your time, Kiera?
Yeah. Yeah, Ruth, get in bed. Come on.
Yeah, she had to put the kid to sleep. The kid got to go in the room for this.
So
get in the back. Come on.
Lord have mercy. You want to call us back?
Nah, I'm just putting her in the bed when we called anyway.
Oh, okay.
Mama.
Yes, bro. What? No, you cannot have this. Okay. Night-night. Night night.
So, Car sends me a very alarming text message earlier today. I mean, on Instagram DM, and it's talking about 30-year-olds showing receipts of black men begging for money. Is that what it said?
Yeah, okay. I just sent it to you, sir, so you can read it word for word. In case you want to read a few conversations in there too.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
All right, hold on. So I got the first one right here.
I went and read that post. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Ma'am, listen. All right. We're not going to be attacking people today, okay? Hold on. I got you. It says, okay, buy me some weed. This is my last favor. I get paid Tuesday night. I swear I'll give it back.
Last favor. So he's been having other favors.
Oh, so there was multiple favors. Yeah. pretty right. Please with the cherry on top and whipped cream. Boy, uh-huh. If you gonna have a sober tonight, you gonna be sober tonight. I literally give it back to you Tuesday. Asking for the weed is crazy. Now, we were having a conversation this weekend where you was talking about some gentlemen that you were a little upset with, and you were saying the same exact thing.
Okay.
So
first of all, I ain't upset at nobody.
I didn't say you were upset. I never said you was upset.
Okay.
Yeah. I was just a little astonished because I really didn't believe that this was something that was really going on out here in these streets.
If you could just kind of tell us about the dating pool, tell us about the dating pool right now, Kiera. Just kind of what's going out in the streets that we don't know about, because I'm concerned.
Listen, this whole dating thing is still new to me too. This is the first year I've been single in years.
Okay,
but like literally, if you would have asked me a year ago if guys really be out here asking for money, I would have been like, nah, you know, they don't be doing that. But yes, indeed, they do. They definitely do. I've had a guy older than me ask me for money so he can buy his insulin medicine. I guess he had diabetes. Literally.
That's not funny.
But days before, he was literally posting about him purchasing like new J's and whatnot. Like,
so let me ask you a question. So do you feel that women can ask men for money?
I don't really think that's appropriate either.
Okay, I'm just asking.
Unless we're like dating, like for real dating, like seriously dating, then it's just like, okay. But even just during the talking stage, I don't think that's cool for a girl to be asking no guy for no money either.
Okay. I'm just checking. Because some of this stuff... No. Hold on, let me read another one. Because some of these are a little wild. I'm just saying. But I'm sorry, you can finish what you were saying.
You definitely have your population of females who definitely are just like, look, if you're dating or if you're trying to get sex from me, then you need to be willing to give me money. So it's like, I understand that, because it's just like, all right, the guy's benefiting from having sex with you, and I should be benefiting by getting some money or whatever I like. Maybe you want to get a bag or something, I don't know. But I mean, I personally don't rock like that. Like, that's a bit much, you know. I feel like if I'm to the point where I'm having sex with you, it's because I want to, not because I'm looking for something in return. Or at least not a materialistic thing in return.
I got you.
But look, I can't speak for everybody. Everybody is out here doing whatever they want to do, clearly. Like, these women is out here doing whatever they want to do. Because I be hearing from my guy friends how these girls is out here wilding too. Now, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I haven't been witness of it because I don't do those types of activities.
Hold on. So listen to this one. This one's a legendary one. So this girl says, I had met this guy while I was out with my girlfriends, and the very next day, this is what happened. He says, do you have any money on you? And can I hold some money? I will pay you back. I owe somebody money, and they drone. So I don't even know what that means. Get the bread. And then he was like, I don't even remember your name. She was like, Jay. She said, can I get the money? That's craziness to me.
No, I definitely had that kind of experience before too.
So you had somebody that you barely even knew ask you for money?
Absolutely.
And what was your response?
It was during the summertime. I was working at the museum. You know how I work at the museum during the summertime.
Yeah.
And this particular year was my first year working there. So I met one of the black security guards that worked at the what's called. You know, I'm just like, okay, I see another black person up in here. Like, okay, cool. We cool. He seemed like he was around my age or whatever. Yeah. Some kind of way he talked about how he had a daughter. I was like, okay, our kids the same age. Like, okay, cool. We cool people. Literally, after us just seeing each other around the museum, he finally got my number. I was like, okay, cool, whatever. Mm. And he was like, you know, if we got our lunch break during the same time, we could eat at the same time. I was like, okay, cool. We did that a couple of times. Literally, he finally got my number. He texted me just on some chill shit. And then literally with less than a week, and mind you, I still don't really know this guy like that. It's just like small talk whenever I see him. Less than a week of him having my number, he was like, hey, man, they got me on suspension from the job. I was like, oh, dang. And he was just like, can you let me hold some? Because I'm not going to be able to get my check. And I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, I literally didn't even really know that nigga like that.
Hold on.
Like over a year ago. I wasn't even legit single at that point. It was just on some, you know, I got a cool little homeboy at a job type thing. Like, I was not trying to fuck with him. I wasn't trying to have sex with him. I wasn't trying to date him. It was just, this my homeboy that work at the museum too. Like, all right, cool. He literally was like, hey, I'm on suspension from the museum. What he did, I don't know.
How would you possibly be on suspension from the damn museum?
At that point, when he asked me for money, I was like, the rest of the story is irrelevant because I clearly can't fuck with this nigga no more. Like, I can't even be friends with a nigga without him asking me for money. It's just crazy.
All right. Oh, my God.
I cannot breathe.
Like, I don't know why you be thinking I'm making this shit up. I'm not making none of this shit up. Like, this shit is crazy out here.
Hey, we gonna
I'm laughing because you like dead serious.
She's dead ass. That's the crazy part.
I'm dead ass serious. I have no reason to lie about none of this shit.
I don't understand. Like, I just, let me. My fault.
I just don't. No, I was about to say the same thing. I just don't understand.
Terrell, like, my thing is this.
But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
The thing. It clearly works with women. For guys to be this comfortable with asking women for money, it clearly works in their favor at some point.
Yeah.
They know somebody.
That's a good point.
They homeboy is getting money from somebody or something. Like, somebody is getting money from these girls out here.
That's a great point.
For sure.
Where they feel comfortable enough to even ask.
Finesse game.
For sure. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. So, Terrell, what, as a man, what type of nigga do you have to be to really hit a girl up and be like, hey?
After a week? After I got suspended off my job?
he's a special
kind of legend.
This age limit is not okay, bro. Why can't he draw unemployment? Could he not draw? I'm confused.
He didn't get fired. He got suspended.
I was so confused.
He was suspended, bro. He just needed her to float him to the next week so he get back.
Listen. Hey. You know what? On the other end, one of my homeboys, he kind of down and out right now. He was about 28. He is living at one of his homeboys' house on their couch, literally. You know, he in between jobs, whatever. He's trying to do what it do.
Right.
He has literally told me, like, being down here in Atlanta, because he's from out of town, but now he's here in Atlanta, you know, trying to get a new job, blah, 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 in transition. And he was like, he's literally met women that, like, got their shit together, got their own place, got their own money. He was like, look, you can come move in with me. I'll take care of you. Like, I just want a nigga to be up under me.
What?
And he was like, it's happened multiple times. I was like, you're lying. He was like, no, like, dead ass.
Who is he? And get him on the phone. Let's talk to him.
He was like, he's had women approach him, and he was like, upfront and honest, like, look, I'm at my homeboy house right now. Like, I'm on the couch. Like, I'm out right now. I'm down right now.
Yeah.
And they was like, oh, it's cool. Like, you can move in with me. Like, I'll take care of you. I just want you to be here with me. And I was like, whoa. Women is really out here doing this. But that's what I'm saying. Women clearly is willing to pay these niggas as long as you up under them, as long as when they come home from work, they got a nigga to cuddle up to. So clearly women is out here doing it. Like, clearly, where these niggas feel comfortable enough to do it. I'm just not one of them females that's gonna do that. I can't do it. I can't do it. I cannot do it.
We had an hour long conversation with Kiera this weekend.
This nigga might as well put an apron on.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with it, but I'm just saying, like, this is the dinner gonna be ready at least when I get home?
What if he don't know how to cook?
He nigga better learn. Shoot. I better have bath water drawn and everything else.
Kiera, we gonna get you on the show for a full sit down because I got questions that need lots of answers, okay?
It's so funny to me that y'all are so intrigued by this, but at the same time, like, when this shit be happening, I really be like, is this really what the fuck is going on in my life right now? Like, is this really the type of people that I'm meeting? Like, this cannot be fucking real. This cannot be real.
Right.
And then we didn't even get about you talking about niggas being homeless but still having a, you know, a Gucci belt.
Ooh, see, no, we gonna save that one. That was
good. I haven't met a guy like that. I know they exist, but I know just me personally, I don't really talk to niggas with designer clothes and shit on, so I haven't had the pleasure of having that experience just yet.
I had a girl tell me I was in the shop the other day getting my hair done, and it was this girl who, she was from here, but she moved to Cali, and she was just like, bruh, I'm just so happy to be in Cali, bruh. She's like, the niggas out there, like, got they ish together, like, you know, they doing this, they doing that, like, they not homeless, they not asking me for money, they not walking around here with designer shoes on, but still just ain't got no place to live, living out their car. Like, she's like, these niggas really be homeless, bruh.
Oh, absolutely. One of my Damien, Ruby's dad, one of his best friends to this day, like, any given day, you can look at his Snapchat. He in quote unquote condos that he live in Buckhead, throwing money at the strip club. Like, even during COVID, he'll throw him like at Phillip Plaza with like shopping bags and whatnot. And this nigga stay in a old folks apartment home with his grandma. I kid you not, and this nigga is 31.
Oh, he's a legend.
Look though, here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. Here's the kicker. When I first moved back up here from Atlanta, when I moved up here from college, you know, I was working at Tory Burch, a little high-end store inside of Phillips Plaza. He came in my store one day, and he was like, hey, let me just get some shopping bags. So I was like, but you didn't buy anything. And he was like, no. But he was like, let me get a shopping bag. And he was like, that's what I be doing. He was like, when I be posting shit online, I really just be posting the shopping bag. Don't nothing be in them. To get a shopping bag. I was like, what?
No.
Did they actually give it to you? Because, like, some high-end stores, they won't even give you a shopping bag unless you purchase it. Hey, so
this was then, so astonished. Then, she said, you didn't even buy anything.
Yeah, and but then he was like, he'll, like, all right, he might go in and buy a belt, but then he'll ask for, like, the largest bag to put his belt in. And it's just like, all right, sir, like, it's not that serious. If you ain't got it, just go buy a belt from Walmart. It's cool. Like, it will be okay.
Hey, we're gonna have to get you on the show for a full time sit down because I got questions. The nigga walked. So you say he walked into Phipps Plaza?
No, you didn't get the bag. He asked for a bag, and she said but you didn't buy anything.
I hadn't got there yet. That's what I'm saying. He really walked in the building and said, "Hey, yo, throw me a couple of them bags right there."
First of all, he knew who I was. So
yeah, of course. Yeah.
But we were like, whatever. And he was like, hey, let me hold a shopping bag. And I was like, why? And he was like, man, just give me the bag. I was like, okay, nigga, like, whatever. All right.
And then 5 minutes later, you saw him on IG talking about, yeah, just ran it up.
I mean, not necessarily like 5 minutes later, but I've seen him on IG with other shopping store bags before. So I was just like, so do you even be buying shit? Or like, what's up? And he was like, nah. He was like, sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. I just be buying, asking for the bag. I was just like, okay. But like I said, this guy is Ruby's dad, like best friend. So, you know, I be joking with him all the time, like, nigga, you ain't shit. And he was like, yeah, but hoes be thinking I got money. So that's why he be having a bunch of hoes. Because if you look at his story on Instagram and the shit that he posts, it seems as if he has a bunch of money. You would think that he lives in a condo in Buckhead. You would think that he just be blowing money in the strip club. You would think all of that shit. But really, he just be knowing people. So, like, he be knowing the bouncers at the strip club. So, he be getting in for free and shit like that. Like, he just be knowing a bunch of people. And so, they be giving him the hookup everywhere. And then he be posting the shit as if he's flexing like he got money. And bitches be thinking he got money. And they be giving him a bunch of ass. Straight like that. Whole time he lived at his grandma's house and the old folks about dead ass. Like, I cannot make this shit up.
Not the assisted living, bruh. No, he's not in the assisted living getting jello.
Yeah, I've been to his grandma's house and seen his room at his grandma's house. And his grandma's house be like, yeah, that nigga ain't sick. Like, straight like that.
Hey, you know what? We gonna let you go, but
I appreciate your time.
Yes. And we will definitely be pulling up to get a full interview because I got questions that need answers.
Y'all ain't about to have me up here asking the whole damn fool because you know, like, look, you know I'm going to answer the question, whatever it is. What you want to talk about? What is
it? Hey, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you.
All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, you guys heard it here first. If you ain't heard it nowhere else, niggas is getting bags.
Finesse gang.
Niggas is going to the designer stores, asking for bags, and just posting the bag. And y'all believe in it. And this is why I have a social media phobia.
This has been another episode of Battle of the Barnes, because this is ridiculous.
We have to end on that. Yeah, we have to end on that.
That nigga, would she say Tory Burch?
Bruh, she said that he lives in an assisted living home with his grandma. And he's 31, bruh.
Hey. He got the condo, though.
If you haven't already, go ahead and buy your live show tickets. We still have a few left. November 14th is the date of the show. It's a 3-year anniversary. You have now tuned into another. This is probably the best episode we've had in a while. I'm probably going to listen to this about 7, 8, 9 times myself.
Yeah.
Because this was really good.
We're going to have to get her on for a full hour-long conversation on, what was that, Sunday?
Yeah, that was pretty great. That was pretty great what we just heard. And we didn't get this information.
This is all new.
This was new information.
Well, I thought we was going to get some.
She held on to this.
Yeah, she held on to this. This is all new. I had no clue about this.
Yeah. But thank you guys. You have tuned into another episode of Battle of the Barnes and Nez Rap.